Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and for promising rewards to those who show love and kindness to others. Help us to always be welcoming and compassionate, not only to those in need, but also to those whom you have sent for us. May we never overlook doing even the smallest act of kindness to offer that cup of cold water to your little ones. Amen.
Amen.
Three verses today serve as the concluding portion of Jesus' missionary discourse. At the start of the chapter 10, we see Jesus' instructions to the 12 disciples, sending them out to preach, heal, and cast out demons. But as we see the preceding verses, these are filled with severe warnings about persecution, division, and the cost of discipleship. Then the chapter ends, however, not with a call to heroic martyrdom, but with a quiet, intimate promise to those who are hospitable. Matthew has set important principles concerning representation, reward, and the value of small acts of kindness. Verse 40 stresses that welcoming a disciple equates to welcoming Jesus, who further links to God the Father, illustrating how hospitality connects with divine mission. In the ancient world, a king's messenger carried the authority of the king. To insult the messenger was to declare war on the king. To welcome the messenger was to welcome the king himself. But Jesus takes this cultural norm and elevates it to spiritual reality. He tells his disciples, and by extension, he tells us, that when you walk into a room, you don't walk in alone. You carry the presence of Christ. But notice, this isn't just a promise. It's a responsibility. How we treat one another is how we treat Jesus. If I may quote Bishop Jeremy yesterday, he says, "It is way too large that the way we are welcomed determines how we welcome." Have you ever thought of that? When you welcome a fellow believer into your home, into your small group, into the next pew on the next Sunday morning, you are not just welcoming Bob or Susan, or the new family down the street, you are welcoming Jesus. Think about how that changes our hospitality. So often our hospitality is based on convenience or social return. We invite people over when the house is clean, when we have the time, when we feel like we can impress them. But Jesus says that the guest sitting or a space across your dining table is a representative of the Almighty God. Suddenly, the stained tablecloth and the slightly overcooked casserole don't matter so much. The divine presence is in your living room. And the reverse is true. When we exclude, when we gossip, when we turn a cold shoulder to a visitor or a struggling member of our community, we are not just rejecting a person, we are rejecting the King who sent them. At verse 41, it elaborates on the concept of reciprocity, by recognizing and welcoming a prophet or a righteous person, one shares in their spiritual reward, pointing out the importance of identity and calling in this process. To welcome a prophet in the name of a prophet is to share in the prophet's reward. What is prophet's reward? Prophets in the Bible don't have easy lives. They were mocked, imprisoned, and killed. Their reward was the joy of knowing God intimately, of being a vessel for His truth, and ultimately, the spiritual reward of the kingdom. Jesus is saying that the one who stays behind and supports the one who goes out shares fully in the reward. The church has known this for centuries. We send missionaries to the far corners of the earth. We send pastors into the pulpit. But the missionary cannot go without the sender. The pastor cannot study without the congregations providing for the salary. The warden cannot buy supplies without the tithes of the church. When you generously give for the mission fund, you are not just paying a bill. You are welcoming a prophet in the name of a prophet. When you pack a meal for a family serving in the field, you are sharing in their labor. And on the day of judgment, when the missionary receives their crown, Jesus will look at you, at the one who prayed and gave and supported from your kitchen table. He will say, that reward is yours too. You don't have to be the one on the stage to share in the glory of the mission. You just have to be the one who welcomes, the one who goes for the mission. At verse 42, it culminates the discussion, emphasizing that even minor acts of kindness, such as providing a cup of cold water to the vulnerable, referred to as the little ones, are significant in divine terms. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to the one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of this will lose the reward. Why a cup of cold water? Because in the first century, water was free. You didn't have to buy it. It required no culinary skill to prepare it. It took no wealth to acquire. It was the bare minimum of human decency. To give a cup of cold water was simply to see a thirsty person and hand him what was already at hand. But notice who the recipient is. One of these little ones. In Matthew's gospel, little ones rarely means children. It means the unimportant, the marginal, the people who have no status, no influence, no platform. It's the quiet widow, the awkward teenager, the struggling addict, the person who sits in the back now and has no friends, the one who can do nothing for you in return. Jesus is saying that the economy of the kingdom of God does not operate on the scale of grandeur. It operates on the scale of grace. So often we are tempted to wait for the grand gesture of discipleship. We think one day I will go on a short-term mission trip. One day I will generously give. One day I will do something truly great for God. How about today? You look around the sanctuary, find a person who looks like little ones, the one who looks lonely, the one who is visiting, and you just say hello. How about this week? You take that friend who is going through a turmoil in their marriage, not with much treaties, but just to say, I'm praying for you. It seems so small. It seems so ordinary, but Jesus says, truly I tell you, none of this will lose the reward. Why? Because of the motive in the name of a disciple. You are doing it because that person belongs to Jesus. You are doing it because you recognize the image of God in them. And when you give that cup of water to the little one, you are giving it to Jesus himself. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world that is incredibly thirsty. People are parched for meaning, parched for hope, parched for love. And the church has the water of life. But we sometimes think we need to build or elaborate fountains before we can share it. We think we need the perfect program, the perfect outreach strategy, the perfect event. And those things are fine. But Jesus says the kingdom advances just as powerfully through the simple, everyday acts of recognizing his presence in the ordinary people around us. A cup of water, a word of encouragement, a door held open, a listening ear, a casserole dropped off on Tuesday night or Wednesday night or Wednesday morning. Do not despise the smallness of your daily obedience. Do not underestimate the weight of your hospitality. When you welcome the stranger, you welcome Jesus. When you support the ministry of others, you share in their eternal reward. When you give a cup of cold water to the least of these, you are touching the very heart of the Father who sent them. As we come to the table this morning, let us remember that our Lord himself was the ultimate sent one. He left the glory of heaven to be a prophet, to be a righteous one, and ultimately become a little one, a vulnerable infant in a manger, a despised outcast on a cross. And on the cross, what did he ask for? He said, I thirst. He asked for a cup of cold water, and the world gave him sour wine instead. Yet because he drank the cup of God's wrath for us, we are now invited to drink the cup of salvation. We are welcomed into the family of God. We, who were strangers and little ones, have been given the ultimate hospitality of heaven. Having received such a lavish welcome, how can we not go and do likewise? May we be a people who welcome the messengers, who share in the mission, and who never pass a thirsty soul without offering a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.